He's a crazy smeg who eats schlanger, schlanger, schlanger.
Thank you, my semi-co-host
the lost city of Atlantis a myth,
on the side.
The mystery of Atlantis
there's no doubt about
you. Mysterious turn. Where was the lost city located? Has Atlantis been finally found on an ancient Roman map?
Give him a plug. He's an amazing intro. There's no doubt about him. He's become the myth amongst the man and the legend. Hey, here you go, Nani Sue. Good to see you on Strange Days Broadcast. One of the best broadcasts this side of the Mississippi. There's no doubt about it. We go south, and when we go south, we don't go north, east, or west. We go down there in the valley. You know what I mean? We go through all sorts of crazy things. We go through different levels of mentality. We analyze all different possibilities of humankind and all these other aspects, you know what I mean? We go down the rabbit hole here on Strange Days Broadcast. There's no doubt about me. Give me 2 minutes, Annie Sue. You can call in. I'm just loading up the bird gear.
Shout out to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive.
But Hunter got high.
He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high.
Fucka 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 wee.
He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Chippy, 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 boom, bing, boom.
He never could pay worth a fuck. Hunter got high.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Now he gets to have crazy. A meal and up. Damn, that's high.
Are you James? That's high. Thank you, me. Sir.
Biden never used to start damn. With DUI. Yeah,
Hunter got high.
Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high.
Oh.
China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't. wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, to Hunter God, to Hunter God, Hunter God.
That's right.
He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter God. He never been indicted before, but Hunter God. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why.
Yeah, the bowl, guys.
Hunter got high, Hunter got high.
You need a cone, that's why you gotta not have bowls.
He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, I ain't never done.
Sorry about that. That was for my young listeners, in case they didn't know. Yeah, you gotta have a cone, not a bowl, guys. Bowls will get you in trouble. This reminds me of Sue in my ear. It's like the annoying auntie, the auntie Sue that no one invites to the party no more. Bloody hell. Love that.
Claro que foi.
Bad bird.
Oh, aí ele toma banho, aí ele se revolta. Porra. Por que você fez isso? Gente, ah, já carregou.
Bloody hell, if my bird turns out like that, I can only imagine, man. They'd be talking some really weird shit. There's no doubt about it.
You should try our new prescription medication. Side effects include sneezing, wheezing, labored breathing, trouble speaking, sleeping, eating, hemorrhages, internal bleeding, feeling short of breath, nausea, dry mouth, cough and fever, blockages of the ureter, choking, bloating, tremors, seizures, coma, stroke, or death, mood swings, muscle aches, weight gain, fugue states, osteoporosis, sudden psychosis, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, masochism, vampirism, sudden necromanticism, phantom limbs, fanaticism, chronic deja vu, transient telepathy, changes in your destiny, ancient forms of leprosy, chronic deja vu, loss of hair, weight, smell, taste, balance, vision, hearing, strength, loss of memory, will to live, sense of self, fucks to give. Do not take this medication if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or a human person. Ask your doctor.
Bloody hell, Sue. You never know where you're going to go, man, in this society.
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you got to start sucking. To get to being good at it, because you're going to have a sucking part of it to get the success. So you got to suck to get to success. So you're just going to be real bad at stuff. So just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on to being good at whatever it is you're doing. So just start sucking.
What he doesn't tell you at the end of the moral of the story that it usually takes about 5 to 7 sucks before you actually reach the goal, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah, it gets very suckable, there's no doubt about it.
Welcome to the shit show every single day. A new flavor of fuckery, cause everybody sucks, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops. Monday, bullshit. Tuesday, bullshit. Wednesday, hey, what the fuck? And then 4 more days of increasingly stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, bolder, das, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
Starting to get a little bit horrific when I think about it, you know, with all these connotations, if you know what I mean. So what I'm going to do is go into my new little room that I've created. That's right. I've got a new little room, the one that we don't talk about usually. But I'm going to get a bit brisk tonight, if you know what I mean. Fuck it. I'm going to go rogue, if you know what I mean. Now, I've never done this before, so I'm going to find my apparatus, because I can't see anything in the room. So that'd be great. At least get that sorted out. But behind all these little apparatuses here that I've got, I found it. Found the old girl. Now, well, we will put a crazy lady dog on the milk carton tonight, my friends. You search it out. If you find the dog, dial 1-800. You will not be unsatisfied. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. We will find this dog by midnight, my friends.
G'day all, hey, welcome to another episode of Strange Things.
Bloody hell.
From South Australia, northeast, Supplesville.
Whoa, what the hell's this? Get out of here.
It was hard to know who was more crazy.
Bloody hell. Damn, I'm mighty. Never come across this.
G'day all, hey, welcome to another episode of Strange
Things. Bloody hell, pre-recorded stuff, guys. Bloody hell. Let's play a song for the Lord, my friends.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord.
There we go.
But you don't really care for music, do you?
Hey, come on, the beast, the burdens.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
All right. We're going to go back into the brood gear. Sorry, Louia. Sorry, mate. We're going into different levels, my friend. Going into the vast space of time.
Telephone exchange.
We're going to the vast places of time and space. You are about to enter the Twilight Zone. James, my friends, I'll have to bid you farewell as I enter the portal, the road to misery and spontaneous combustion. I will be back as an incarnated spirit, guys. A maggot. Moon's a plasmatic ejection, guys. You've been played for fools. You've been caught in a flat world. You become a maggot on a petri dish of death and decay. Bloody hell. I guess this is not the proper radio brood gear to come to for uplifting moments. You become a maggot. Look at you. You're nothing but a little bit of shit on a petri dish. Bloody hell. Thanks, Oz. Feel great. Where's the donation bar? Bloody hell. What a pessimistic little cockroach. Ah, I'd sack him, James, for sure, if I was paying the bills. There's no doubt about it. A maggot in disguise. I'm telling you, this is the secret languages, man. There was a ship caught in Russia and all these other things that I don't even want to share.
To criticize migration, because it's just not something you did. And the few times it did happen, or the new individuals that did that, they were made into examples. And for many people that grow up this way, in a rigid, conformist type of environment, this is very scary. High risk in this, right? Very high risk in speaking up. Now, for the first time in a long time, we're seeing this changing because it's just so bad that no one can ignore it. And it feels like those scales have almost, essentially have tipped over now. That more people are on our side who are of Swedish descent than those who are kind of against, you know, that.
Shut up. You annoy me. Making me sick. And no one wants to hear you either.
Legal notices have been issued to Google, Meta, X, Telegram, WhatsApp and Reddit amid a surge in reports of harmful content being spread on the platform.
We are
prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
So is there a case, do you think, for tougher action against social media companies?
No question at all. And
I've noticed since I've been the Premier of Australia that they're making memes about me. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but memes will always hurt me. What a bunch of cocky freaking bullshit. Of course we're going to make fun of you. You're a fucking retard.
I think there's a bipartisan position in relation to this.
This is exactly as I'd expect from fucking X hell. Or Twitter or whatever.
You give retardation a fucking bad name, you fucking weirdo.
They pump into our communities. There you go. Lies and rumours spreading like wildfire. And then when things go wrong,
that'll
throwing
do
their
it.
Hands up in the air to say that they're not...
Oh, well, that's put me on the list. Woo! Sign me up, baby. Yeah, fucking looking... You look like a fucking penis with some glasses on it, mate. You're as fucking ugly as a batshit fucking crazy man that's just come out of a psychiatric ward. What do you think people are going to do about you? You fucking weirdo.
Prepared to do anything about it.
We know that the companies, and we've seen
Sorry,
comments
Sue.
From Elon Musk overnight, they see themselves above the law.
We've had enough. Sydney's had enough. Media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. It shouldn't need the commissioner to intervene.
God. Julie Inman Grant is the e-safety commissioner. Well, we have a...
This dickwad would have to be one of the most slappable fucking things that you would... You couldn't even hit him. You'd have to just slap him like a little bitch. And that fucking Justin Trudeau, little fucking freak. I would love to just stand there and slap both of them for at least an hour, as long as my performance could carry out the mission. But seriously, they're not even worth punching in the nose. They're pathetic. You make me sick. Well, you worried about memes? We'll do some memes. Don't you worry about that. Bloody hell. Oh, man. How are people supposed to let out their frustrations? Well, guess what they're going to do here in Australia, which I've talked about for fucking many years, is they're going to suppress our content, guys. Osman, did you say something a little bit rude on Podbeam, did you? Maggot? Well, we've got a court order here for you. It's like, well, fuck me. As long as I get 3 good meals a day, I'm not too happy. Ah, well, I'm not too upset. And family members can bring me a bit of fruit, you know what I mean? I don't mind mandarins every now and then. But apart from that, get out of my fucking space. If you weren't a bunch of freaking cockheads, I wouldn't have to talk about yous. You fucking cockroaches. Ah, fuck off.
Range of graduated powers. There could be civil proceedings, and we could take them to court, or we could fine them.
Oh, here we go.
The quantum of the fine would depend on the gravity of the noncompliance. This is where we try and work with the platform to either voluntarily raise this or to use our codes and mandatory standards.
They're coming for us, man, guys.
But we can
it's going to be a revolution.
Graduated tools like link deletion notices. So if they fail to remove the content, then we can go to the search engines such as Google or Bing to really minimize.
I've got at least 12 people on YouTube, guys. If they're going to mess with me, you know, at least about 40, I think, on Podbeam. But if they're going to mess with me, they've got a revolution there.
Is the amount of content the Australians can see.
We'll work
with the Commonwealth Government to pull down those pages. But I can't emphasise enough how difficult it is to contain a combustible situation when false and malicious rumours spread like wildfire in our community. We need to be in a position where we're dealing with truth.
Information should be from police and law enforcement authorities. And if people have concerns, they should check our websites, our socials, and any other direct news from law enforcement about current information.
Act on advice and information that's provided by the government or the police.
So please be assured that police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
And then when it comes to the misinformation and disinformation, the government does have, well, it's working on draft laws to try and put in place some much tougher rules for the social media companies. Where are you at on this? Are you prepared to back such laws?
Yeah, we are, and happy to have a look at anything the government puts forward, as we've said over the last week with the horrendous scenes that we've seen.
But if extra Commonwealth laws are required to take down web pages that are inciting violence and smashing cohesion in Australia's largest city, then that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah. The more this content is up there, the more that is re-shared, the more the velocity and the virality continues. And we need to stem that.
The Online Safety Act has significant powers in it. We passed it when we were in government, and it needs to be enforced.
It's about time that we strengthen rules in relation to the e-safety commissioner.
There's an age verification regime which has been recommended by the e-safety commissioner from 2023. We think that's something the government should pick up straight away.
We've just put some very strong mandatory codes in place to encourage companies to do more.
If the laws are inadequate and they need to be strengthened or added to, then we would support any effort from the government.
We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
I'm screwed,
to
man.
Really minimize the amount of content the Australians can see.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm so screwed. God, there's no doubt about it. No, I can't talk about nothing now, eh? Oh, great. All right, I'll just sit here and talk about fucking...
Hey, welcome to another episode of Strange Days.
Piss off, you fucking pre-recorded bullshit. Bloody hell, guys. Seriously, I am screwed, man. Wow. I told you about this. I think it must have been 10 to 15 years I've been talking about this. You're going to have to get your little fucking little alarm certificate. You're going to have to get your digital ID. You're going to have to get everything to be on there. But you know who's going to get through this? Me, the saint of the 144,000. That's right. We said we would return, and here we are again, Uncle Shepard. The saints of the Most High are back. Now, we said we would come back, and we have the seal of God on our forehead. Say, you're all fucked, apart from us. You're all screwed, guys. You ain't sealed in the forehead, you know what I mean? Enjoy your last days of breath, maggots. Goyim. Bloody hell. Calm down, Oz. Let's not get too carried away.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall.
Go easy on the kettle, Oz.
The baffled king composing hallelujah.
Shit. You're one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Bloody hell. Hallelujah. What do you reckon, James? He's fucked.
Hallelujah.
He's a Semite. No doubt about him. Hey, I ain't going down, man. I'm going to the fifth dimension, not the sixth, where you're going to end up. Oh, well, actually, you're actually going to a lower form that I don't even want to talk about. There's not even a name for the dimension where you're going, my friend. But I'm going from hence to forth. I'm like a, I don't know what you call it, a fucking Power Ranger or something.
I'm like a ninja, man. Like, woo, look at me. I'm going to hack my computer and go into another realm, you know what I mean? Ah, yeah, man. I'll be in the fifth dimension looking down at you like a little ant. Ah, yeah, man. I feel bad for you, but, well, at least we can have a good time while we're here. Instead of worrying about how righteous I am and how pathetic you are.
Citizens of America.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we can work it out for sure.
So I hear you have forgotten some things about yourself. Well, I'm here to remind you that you have a beautiful heart.
You have a beautiful
you
heart.
You are smart, important, funny, kind, and caring. You are unique. You are so special. You are worthy of love,
you are, Shepherd,
respect, and affection.
You are, my darling.
You are perfect exactly as you are.
Ah, yeah.
You are wise, wonderful, brave. You are rare.
But you ain't gonna make it to the kingdom of heaven. Fucking shove that right up your fucking nose. Bloody hell. You're fucked, in other words, to be honest with you. Sorry about the language. We'll play this for his little misery thing. When he didn't reach the pearly gates, guys, even Peter wouldn't stand up for him anymore, Paul. I said, get rid of this crazy man. The maggot. And it's At least you tried, mate. At least you tried. I plead insanity for you. Shut up, you stupid song. Hey, when I go to the pearly gates, I'm going to plead ignorance. I reckon that's going to pull it off pretty good. Yeah, man. If I can plead ignorance, it's like, well, I'm a dumb shit, sorry. What do you want me to do? Worship the idols of man? Or come before your throne and plead ignorance? I was once a monkey, maggot. Bang! And I'm taking over the heavens. Woo!
What's your species? What's your origin? We are alive together, but we're doing...
I reckon God would be lonely without me, man. I reckon he's waiting for me to come back. I reckon he's like, where the fuck is Ozman go, you know what I mean? Sick of him down there on Earth. I want him back home with Daddy. He wants me back with Daddy, guys. The maggot! He could be like King Maggot. Imagine that. Imagine if God was a maggot. That'd be hilarious. His little fucking mouth. Imagine him with his little freaking... Look, if you zoomed into a maggot, man, they look horrific. Have you ever zoomed into a bed bug? Holy shit, man. Those things look like some prehistoric freaking animals, man. They're eating you freaking alive while you're in bed, like... my testicle! My vagina! All these crazy things that they attack, you know what I mean? You got to change your bed, James, every couple of, well, at least weeks. Get away with a couple of days, but I'll be doing it at least every freaking week, man, to be honest with you. It gets scary, man. I've been doing some research into it, and I'm not a very happy chappy about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, go on, it's fucked up. Yeah, man, make sure you change your bed, man, because those things, they look like little aliens, man. They're eating your nuts. Like, you know, you don't understand it, you know. You wake up when you're 53 or 54 and you go, bloody hell, I thought I had a lot more hair around there. And it's like, it's the bed bugs, man. They're eating your hair, man. And then after they eat the hair, they get down to the testicular aspects of life, and they start gnawing on them, man. It's a good way to actually solve genital warts, to be honest with you.
if you can persevere for 5 years. But, yeah, man, yeah, it's pretty frickin' strange days. There's no doubt about it. Oh, far out. I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest with you. It starts freaking me out, man. I feel like, wow. I feel like Dr. Phil meets, what's her name? Oprah Winfrey with her fucking genital warts hanging out, you know? Imagine that. Imagine that fucking, I don't want to talk about it. Could you imagine the smell of that lady? I bet she smells like freaking shit, man. There's something not right with her, man. I reckon Jerry Springer would be pretty good if you could smell him, but I wouldn't be smelling Oprah Winfrey, whatever her fucking name is. Fucking weirdo. Yeah, man, I'd be a bit of a skeptic about smelling those armpits, that's for bloody sure. Look at me, you fucking. She's got plastic fucking implants all through her body to stop her from eating. Stop eating fucking bananas, you cunt. It's not right. Oh, sorry. I swore. Didn't mean that. Stop eating bananas, you slob. she's a fucking weirdo, mate. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, I compiled some of my... I'd done some things with my glass the other night and my forearm, and I produced this for James Beard. There's no doubt about it. Sorry, this is my squeaky toy. Then I'll do one in the bottle. There you go. This is my squeaky toy with my dog. Now this is me bottles of beer. Check this out. Here we go, James. My bottles of beer, I put them in a pallet. Then I broadcast about it. Wasn't published there. Good experience. Ring? You creative man, I was you. This is my family coming in the background, helping me out. Yeah, it's gone viral on YouTube, guys. Gone viral, man. But wait, there's more. I've got one where we all get the guitars out and play. Check this out. You didn't know I could play the guitar, eh? You only thought I could play the ukulele. But I'll show you something that's gonna blow your mind. Me and the crew, James, the maggots. Long time. I was the lead guitarist in that one, guys.
No doubt after about collapsing it. On the football field.
After collapsing.
No doubt about it. I was the lead guitarist, guys. Motherfuckery. No doubt about it.
Hello, darkest MSM. I come to face you once again. Because the horror steadily streaming grew seeds of fear while I was sleeping. And the nightmares you planted in my brain were sustained when you sighed the silence. In quarantine I walked alone,
me?
Down the halls of my own home. In the halo of a hazel cone, I wore a mask as I was in the throne. Then my mind was stabbed with the thought of its own free will. I tried until I understood the science. And on the evening news I saw 10 million people, maybe more, people caring without thinking, people aping without listening, people spewing hate that nameless voices share.
Yeah, thanks,
but no one dare. Listen the sound of silence. Fools said, are you to not go? Let silence like the answer grows, grows. Learn the signs that it might teach you.
We kill the guys.
You have that it might reach you. But my word.
Takes it to a next level, really, when I think about it. takes it to a next level when you think about it. I'm going to do 5 minutes of Ren and Stimpy just for shits and giggles. That's all I'm going to do. Bloody earth. Let's go.
New Pantene Miracles with Pro-V formula and collagen. Yeah, repairs 3 months of damage in just 3 minutes.
Blithering evil. Imbecile.
Luncheon is served. Idiot!
What are you trying to do? Poison me?
No.
Well, from now on, all my food's going to be hypoallergenic. Dear Maura, am having a swell time here at the insane asylum. It would be nice if you could come and visit me sometime. Wish you could read. Ren. Stupid raving fool.
You've been using my Robert Goulet party wig as a coffee filter again, haven't you? Sure thing, Ren.
Hello. Ah, it's for you, stupid.
Wham, 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 wham.
Numbskull.
Oh, what have we done?
Don't stay out in the sun too long, Ren. You know you have delicate skin.
Be quiet, you idiot. Can't you see I'm operating? Ah, my faithful idiot is preparing the repast for tonight's guests. Why don't you remember?
I'm the stupid one now!
There, Ren. You're not stupid.
Yes, I am. For living this lie. Everyone always liked you better. I never understood it. You, of all people. Being stupid and bloated and... Wait a minute. That's it! Take it easy, Ren. You fool! Don't you see? Don't you get it? Everyone always loves the stupid fat guy. And that's me!
King! Maggots!
Would you like to share? Well,
bloody hell. I can't even talk about it no longer. It's getting out of control. Absolutely getting out of control.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring her sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the wall.
Edwin.
No.
Edwin.
Hey, so. Edwin, they're coming in.
They're not going to open up the door. They're not going to open up the door. That's what I'm saying. Edwin, put the machete down, man. Let's talk. Hey.
Let's talk.
We're just talking, man. We're just talking. Please put the machete down. Edwin, put the machete down. Put the machete down. Let's, hey, put the machete down, Edwin. Put the machete down.
You're hurting her.
Put the machete down. No one has to be hurt here. No one has to get hurt. Put the machete down. What seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem?
He afraid you.
Edwin, everything's okay, man. Okay. I need for you to relax. There's no, hey, listen. Don't get hyped up. Calm down. Calm down. Relax. 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 There you go. Just relax, man.
Relax. It's all right.
Just relax. We're going to get this worked out. Everything's going to be just fine. Just relax.
Okay, let her go.
Just relax.
Come on, let her go.
Hey, let her go.
No. Let her go. I want her to pull her back, man.
They're coming. Look.
It's, you need to let her go, okay?
Calm down.
Let her go.
I said that by the door. No. Calm down. Hey, Edwin. Stop.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bird up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
You didn't listen, Edward. You fucked up. You fucked up, Edward. Vladimir Putin at his best.
I found my field on Blueberry Hill.
He's excelled himself.
On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still.
He doesn't make a very good dictator when he's singing songs like that, guys. I like the Germany's version of their emperor.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. Germans pull it off better than the Russians, that's for sure. I think the Russians might pull it off a little bit better. Oh, actually, the Germans. I'll have to reanalyze the whole situation at hand, you know what I mean? Oh, fuck. Oh, bloody hell, man. Oh, shit, the whole thing went to crap. Ah, bloody hell. Oh, I don't want to play Hindi music. Sure, man. I'm freaking everyone out. No, I can't do the secret societies. Bloody hell. I've reached rock bottom, guys.
my eyesight's not too keen. I hope you're not driving. Who's fat sack and new pie? We get fucked up all night. And the weed is not stale. It's okay to inhale. Get the munchies like hell. Then we run to the bell. Hit the bong one more time. Then pass it, 'cause it's mine. Oh, say does that weed get me so high? Legalize it today and get smoked out tonight.
Bloody hell.
Smoke weed every day.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, 'cause the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil will get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard crying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Bloody hell. Bloody, bloody hell, guys.
They call me offensive, controversial. It's only two genders, boys and girls.
They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world.
Claim that I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white.
If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope, it's pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect it. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow.
This ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defunded the police. Now there's no one to blame.
stats. I've got the facts, my money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic, don't be a whap. Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs, look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You going to prison, I'm on television. Dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes.